Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chov Beis in the Art School Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Yud Beis, starting Daf Chov Beis Amud Aleph in the first line. Says the Gemara, we have in the pasuk it says Kiloi Bosem Adato Lemenucha Lanachlo. So it's coming to tell us the Isser of Hakrovan Bomois, that there is a place where you have to bring the Korbanos. And that's what came after the Mishnah, the Bomois are also doing Shiloi and doing the time of Yerushalayim. But how do we know we have these two times? Because it says Kiloi Bosem Adato Lemenucha Lanachlo. It says when it's Tani Menucha is the Shiloi. When it says Menucha, that refers to Shiloi. Nachlo is Yerushalayim. Is Tani, there's another Bryce that says, Menucha is Yerushalayim, Nachlo is Shiloh, the opposite. Mandoma, Menucha is Shiloh, how does he know that? Because he says, Kli Basam Adoto, Menucha, Bela Nachlo, and Nachlo is Yerushalayim, how do you know? Because it is Ha'ayit Savuo Nachlasi Li. Meaning, my Nachlo is being surrounded by birds, by enemies, referring to Yerushalayim. So you see, Yerushalayim is called Nachlo. So Mele, what is Menucha? Menucha is Shiloh. Mandoma, Nachlo is Shiloh. Because the Hemshech Pasuk is Laken Sneasiyah, meaning the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave up on Mishkan Shiloh. So you see that Shiloh is called Nachlo. Menucha is Yerushalayim, how do you know that? So it's Menucha Si Adei Ad. This is my rest place forever. And the Gemara brings a Moshal, someone who's schlepping a big load, and then he was resting after he finished. So here the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going from place to place, and now we're resting. Kach be'oil moyed nesru abomis. Doing oil moyed, the abomis were asr. By Gilgal, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, hutru abomis. By Shiloh, when the Mishkan went to Shiloh, nesru abomis. By Noivu, we give on after Mishkan Shiloh, hutru abomis. By Yushalayim, nesru abomis. And then finally Yushalayim, that was the end, and that's when the abomis were asr forever. He says, don't drink in wine when you go in Tveryo, Kisim and Tziporim. Have been at time, but in between, Mutter. So also here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not to do it, not to have bomois in the Menucha and the Nachlo, in between it's allowed. Kach bo'il mo'id osu arbim chasor achas. Oil mo'id in the Midbar was 39 years, because the second year in the Midbar they built it, and they have it till the end of the Midbar. Big Gilgal osu arbaisri. It was 14 years the Gilgal. Sheva shekibshu v'sheva shechilku. The 7 years that they're conquering Eretz Yisrael, 7 years they're dividing Eretz Yisrael. Peshilu osu shloish mo'id v'shishim v'teisha. It was 369 years. Penoi v'givo in osu chamishim v'sheva. Noi v'givo was a total of 57 years. Shloish aser benoiv, 13 of it is a noiv. V'arim v'arbo v'givo in 44 years in givoin. Obi Yerushalayim also, b'minyan rishon arba mo'is v'eser, it's 410 years. Obi Yerushalayim arba mo'id v'esrim, and the second bayis was 420 years. L'kayim eshinema, godol yekvod habayis hazeh achrim min harishon, was dashing that the years of the second bayis is longer than the first bayis, and that's the cover the bayis achrim has more than bayis rishon. So the way the Korban Eidi explains, the one's coming to tell us another reason why Yerushalayim is the resting place. Because after all the years, the most years they were in Yerushalayim, more than all the other places, that's what it's called, the resting place. And with this, we conclude the first parak of Maseches Megillah, Hadron Aloch Parak Megillah Nikris, Hadron Aloch Parak Megillah Nikris Be'ezer Hashem, starting the second parak. HaKoyres HaMegillah L'mafreh Lo Yotzo. Someone who reads the Megillah not in order, so he's not Yotze. Kore Alpe reads it by heart. Kore Targum. He reads it by saying that the translation, the Targum of it, even though that's similar to Baal Peh, but he's looking at the main words and says Targum, or Bechol Loshon, any other language, Lo Yotzer. Havokurimusa Lelo Azuz Belas. Someone who doesn't know another language, so he can be Yotzer with another language. Valo Sheshama Ashur is Yotzer. Someone who knows only other languages, if he hears the Chris Megillah reading Ashuris, which means Loshon HaKadosh, he is Yotzer. So Gemara Koris Megillah Mefer Lo Yotzer Dechtiv Kich Sovom. Has to be written the way it's written. Can't go not in order. The same word has to be written. Not ba'al peh. You have to read it out of something written. Targum is the same idea, because at the end of the day, that's not what you're now reading, what's written. So here you see, b'chol lasha means it was written in another language. You still can't do it because it says kilshoinim. It has to be the right lashon, lashon hakodesh. Rav Yoino amar tano Nachman bar Ado. The question, who said it? It says, V'hoyu, we talk about Kriya Shema, Kedeh Chava Yosom Yiyu. Means you can't read Shema not in order, that the words will be not in order. Tani Av Be'Halil Uvi Kriya Samigilakin. Also, Halil has to be in order in Kriya Samigilah. As you just said, Promba Leilo, how do you know it has to be in order? And without shedding Mehul Shem Hashem, how has to be Mizach Shem Hashem Mevoy, like the right order? Sun goes from east to west. Continues the one with base, Mat Shomamino. You see from this pasuk they have to read in the right order of miracles. But where do you see that the Hallel is written in the right order? Omar Avoin Oidi Amura said that yes, Hallel is written in the order of miracles. But it says Israel Mitzrayim Leshavah. That's what happened in the past. Loilono Hashem Loilono Ledor Salono. It's saying now in these generations, don't do it for us. Do it for your shame, for your kiddushim shemayim. Ho Avti Yishma Hashem. I'm happy Hashem hears me. Lemoisa Mashiach. Because then we'll have very big, very great miracles. That will be losid lovoi. So Hallel is written in the order of the sequence of events. Meaning, when we said in the Mishnah that you could read for Eloyas Belaz, meaning you could read other languages where people don't understand, but other languages, has to be written in that language. If it's written in Lashon HaKodesh and he's reading a different language, that's what we said, according to Rav Chaim's Girso, that's considered to be Targum. You're reading in a different language from what is written. If it's written in a different language and he's reading it in Lashon HaKodesh, I have to read it for Lashon HaKodesh. You can't change the language. It can't be written in a different language. So says the Gemara, which means Greek. There's only one language you could write Megillas Esther. That's what the Yerushalmi learns over here. You could write it in Greek. That's a little bit of assuming of Leo that said earlier that you could write Sfarim B'Yavonis. But other languages, you can write it. If the one reading the Megillah missed the Pasuk, but the translator, the one says the Targum, said it, is Yotze. You said you can't do other languages. So we said Targum doesn't work. Shmuel argues what we said till now, and he holds when he says you can read to Loyes Belaz, it's when it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, written in Ashuris. That's not considered to be Baal Peh. He can read the words, he looks at the Hebrew words, and he says it in a different language, and that's fine according to Shmuel. So the same thing over here, the Mitargim sees the words and says the Targum. That's what Shmuel says. So Ksuva Ki Yilchaso is written in Ashuris, Halo is Yotze Babelaz, he can read a different language. Ravo B'Shav Lazar, Yudea says, Yudea Ashuris, V'Yudea Laz. One who knows both languages, so then is using the Gersa of Chaim, Ein Yotzebo Ela Ashuris. So he must hear in Lashon HaKodesh. Belaz, if he knows only Laz, Yotzebo Belaz, it can be Yotze in another language. Yudea Ashuris, V'Yudea Laz, Marsha Yotze De Achaim Belaz. Now what happens if someone knows Lashon HaKodesh and he knows another language? And there's other people that know only other languages. Can the one who knows both languages, can he read the Megillah Belaz to the ones who know only Laz? This will go like the following. Someone is not obligated in something, he can't be Moitzei Achayim. So in other words, this person is not able to read the Megillah Belaz. So he can't be Moitzei Achayim by reading Belaz. Now, Reb Chaim brings in the name of the Vilna Gaon that he learns that this Ravo that says that someone who knows both languages cannot be Yotze, but only in Lashon HaKodesh, that it argues in Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, even if I know Lashon HaKodesh, if he skipped the Lashon HaKodesh and he heard the Targum, he's Yotze. Now we're talking about someone who knows both languages. So this Chumrah, if you know Lashon HaKodesh, you can't be Yotze in other languages, the machlokes here between Shmuel and Ravo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Megillah, Daf Chav Beis.